Hello.
Secretary Rogers.
Well, Bill, President, how are you?
You're not going to play golf today, are you?
I don't believe it, no.
It's raining, isn't it?
Well, not much. You could play, but Jeff and his wife are here.
Oh,
so we're going to spend some time with them.
Oh, they are?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm at Camp David, so I'm working on a few things and so forth and so on.
Well, it's supposed to clear up a little bit this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to get all ready to throw in the sponge because of the gaggle of headlines this morning. These were inevitable things, you know, that were going to happen. Gray thing, as you know, remember I told you about that.
Yeah.
One of those things. But wanted you to. I was wondering if. But if Jeff there, maybe I can't. If you might have time to drop up and we can have a little talk. But if you,
sure, I can do it.
I mean, we could get the helicopter and run.
All right.
You'd probably have to land at Thurmont if you wouldn't mind and then drive up.
Fine.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, so that you can have this thought in mind, John and Bob are going to make their move. I worked it out with them finally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make it, they're going to come up to see me Sunday with their letters. They're going to. It's going to be a leave of absence. They realize that it's going to be more than that, but you know they feel that, you know, and it's the only right thing to do. That they're the arguments we made that they've got to get through the grand jury, and then they're going to say, well, in view of this, we've too much time and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that Sunday, and it'll come out Sunday night for Monday papers.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to move on Dean.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to move on him in a peremptory way.
Uh-huh.
But the same way. Then I am planning, for your information, I'm going to do a broadcast Monday night,
uh-huh.
which I'm now working on, which I think is the time to do it, because I want to, not for the purpose of saying everything that happened, but because I just want the country to know that I'm in charge, that this is a... We're getting to the bottom of it, you know, and all that sort of thing, and that anybody that I'm going to call on anybody that knows anything about it to come in, and it'll be a pretty good speech, actually.
Good.
Pretty good speech, but it's be Monday night. All this is untrue
for you
until, because we're going to have to...
What time would you like me up there, Mr. President, as soon as I can? Or whatever.
Well, frankly, the sooner the better, Bill, if you could come up, and what do you want us to do with regard to arranging the helicopter? Shall I call Steve Bull and tell him to...
All right, why don't you do that?
And he'll call your office and arrange for a helicopter to bring you up. And...
I tell you, it might be just well, as long as I'm home, to do it out from Bethesda.
Yeah.
They have a pad out there at Bethesda Naval Hospital.
Bethesda?
I tell you, why don't you let me worry about that? I'll
talk. Fine. I'll tell you what you do. Just call Steve.
I'll call him.
Tell him that you, that you want, or, another thing, I can just, call the military aid and tell him to arrange it. Shall I do that? Or Steve? I don't know. Steve's fine. Now let me do it.
All right.
Yeah, I'll arrange it with Steve. I'll tell him to call you and arrange for the helicopter to come up and to let me know when you're going to arrive.
Fine.
And we'll try not to take all your day.
Oh, no, that's all right. I don't mind.
But,
all right, Mr. President. Fine.
Smart thing. And you and I are going to work it out.
Right.
Don't get discouraged.
No, I'm not discouraged, am I?
Oh, well, it's okay. You know, the main difference between this, you know, and our... good old friends that you and I helped, particularly you, in the later stages bring about, you know, that I remember the time the day that McGrath fired New Bull Morris and Truman fired McGrath.
But
now we got a little more than that, but the point is it came just a year before the election. We got 3.5 years, and we got goddamn important things to do for this country. And I'm, you know, frankly, Bill, I'm glad to get it all out. I want to get it done.
I think
done,
so.
Done, done.
I think so.
Do you agree or not?
I sure do.
I mean,
I sure do. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
I missed off. Okay.
Bye.